Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. According to all of the articles that I've been reading lately, the economy is growing progressively weaker under this current administration and its policies. The growth rate shrunk this year from 2% in the first quarter to a barely breathing 1.5% in the second quarter. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office recently said that the economy is weaker than it previously forecast back in January. The CBO went on to say that if the Bush tax cuts are allowed to lapse and rates return to their higher levels at the end of this year, it will cost the economy 2 million jobs and push it over a cliff into a recession. In late August, the Washington Post and ABC News took a poll, and it shows that more than 80% of Americans now say the economy is poor, and 70% say our country is seriously off track. A Pew Research Center survey that was taken in late August, 62% of all American households said that they had to reduce household spending because money was tight, compared with the 53% who said so in 2008. I love the poll that said that the national average of gasoline prices was nearing $4 a gallon. They ought to come out to Northern California and see the price out here. Frankly, I wouldn't mind paying $4, but I don't like paying $4.50 a gallon. Average income is down $4,000 per year in the last 4 years, according to recent reports. So the question is legitimate. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Other polls around the country have established that median income is 7.2% below where it was in December 2007 when the recession began. The CBO says it expects the jobless rate to remain above 8% for the rest of the year, if not beyond. Not only is our current administration leading us down and our heirs down the road to economic ruin with a $16 trillion deficit, but our relations with our foreign allies are crumbling. President has snubbed Israeli Prime Minister and refused to meet with him when he comes to the United States in October. On top of that, he has alienated Poland by refusing to help with their defense shield, which protects us too. And now look at the Mideast and the attacks on us. It is now reported that President Obama has only made 38% of his intelligence briefing because of his campaign. I leave you with a point to ponder. When President Obama was recently asked about what kind of grade he would give himself for handling the economy, he said an incomplete. And now I know why. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.